Argentina bill would let investment funds buy crypto. Argentina's deregulation minister, Federico Sturzenegger, has proposed legislation that would permit domestic investment funds to buy and hold digital assets. According to local reports surfaced by CoinMarketCap on July 25, 2026, the proposal would give regulated pooled vehicles a formal path to crypto exposure that current rules do not clearly allow. The report frames this as part of Sturzenegger's broader deregulation agenda, the same ministry that has spent the past 2 years stripping back rules across Argentina's economy under President Javier Milei. Applying that posture to asset management would move crypto from a retail-only activity into the mandate of professionally managed funds. The core of the proposal at the center is a change to what Argentine collective investment vehicles are legally allowed to own. Fondos Comunes de Inversión, the country's mutual fund structure, operate under a defined list of permitted assets. Digital assets have not sat cleanly inside that list, which has kept regulated funds on the sidelines, even as retail adoption in Argentina ran hot through years of peso instability. Sturzenegger's bill, per the local reporting, would let those funds add crypto to their holdings. That is a narrower change than a blanket Argentina legalizes crypto headline suggests. It is aimed at the plumbing of asset management, not at consumer payments or taxation. Details on custody standards, disclosure requirements, and concentration limits were not spelled out in the initial report, and those specifics will matter more than the announcement itself. As of July 25, 2026, this is a proposal, not law. It has not passed Congress, and no vote schedule was attached to the report. Treat it as an early-stage signal of intent from a specific ministry, not a settled rule change. Argentina is a natural test case. Few countries have as much grassroots crypto usage relative to trust in the local currency. Persistent inflation and capital controls pushed Argentines toward dollars and stablecoins as a store of value long before any government endorsed the practice. Letting funds hold digital assets formalizes a behavior that households already run on their own. The macro backdrop is not calm. Bitcoin trades at $63,910 as of July 25, 2026, down 2.3% on the day, with the broader market in fear at a reading of 35 on the Fear and Greed Index. Ether sits at 1854 and Solana at 7382, both lower on the session. A fund access bill lands into a soft tape, which is a reminder that institutional rails get built across cycles, not only in rallies. For readers weighing how this fits the wider picture, Argentina's move sits alongside a run of jurisdictions opening regulated channels for digital assets. The Argentine market has been one of the more active adoption stories in Latin America, and formal fund access would deepen it. Institutional access changes the buyer base. The practical effect of a bill like this is who gets to buy. Retail Argentines already hold crypto through exchanges and wallets. Pooled funds bring a different profile: pension-style capital, mandated diversification, and professional custody arrangements. When that category is allowed in, demand tends to arrive in larger and steadier blocks than retail flow. That access also raises the custody question. Funds cannot casually hold private keys the way an individual might. They need qualified custodians, audit trails, and clear insolvency treatment for client assets. The FTX and Wirecard failures are the cautionary reference here. When a custodian collapses, pooled balances can be frozen or lost. The version of this bill that survives Congress will be judged largely on how seriously it treats those safeguards. None of that is settled yet. The report describes intent and the harder work of custody rules, reporting obligations, and enforcement authority still has to be written and passed. The connection to everyday crypto spending fund access sits upstream of the payment layer. But the two are linked. As regulated capital gains formal exposure, the surrounding infrastructure of exchanges, custodians, and on-ramps tends to mature, which is the same infrastructure that supports crypto cards and stablecoin spending for ordinary users. In a market where households already lean on stablecoins to escape peso volatility, clearer institutional rules can pull spending tools further into the mainstream over time. For now, the takeaway is narrow and specific. A deregulation minister has put a proposal on the table, It has to clear Congress, and its custody and disclosure detail remains unwritten.